Watch out for the dog. This is way out to you. Is Ethan Monroe. Yeah.
Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. Hello? This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511 3501 0026 7629.
Okay, let's see what I got here. Is this Ethan Monroe Salons?
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see. And to whom am I speaking?
This is Stephen Monroe.
Stephen?
Stephen. Mhm.
Stephen. Okay. What's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
918-277-1975.
Okay. Let me just confirm some information I have here, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Let's see, are you guys still 3708 East 51st Street, Tulsa, 74135?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And let's see. Website I have, ethanmonroesalons.com, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then email I have, seasonmonroe@gmail.com, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. It. And what's the structure of the business? Is it a proprietorship, a LLC?
LLC.
LLC, okay. And are you the 100% owner, Season?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
We're in our 8th year.
8th year, awesome. Okay, cool. Yes, we've got a lot of programs available. If you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to lead you in the right direction.
Okay. Well, we do have a loan at the moment that we got from another company. But it's, I think we got it, it was a few months ago, and we pay on it weekly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of looking to pay that off and then get a little bit extra, a little bit more.
Okay. When did you borrow, when did you do the other program? When did that one begin?
I remember. It was summer, maybe like June or July.
June or July. Okay, and how much did you borrow?
Mm-hmm. I think they ended up doing like $15,000.
$15K, okay. And what was the company called? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I just put blank on that. Yeah, maybe. I can't remember. I don't know if it'll show it on my bank account.
What are your weekly payments like?
They're $7.15.
$7.15 a week, okay. And what was the payback term? Do you remember? Was it like a 6-month thing or?
I think we ended up doing, 12 months.
12 months, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you borrow it for at that time?
We were doing some remodeling.
Oh, nice. And are you guys still doing the remodeling, or are you looking to get some cash for something else this time, or?
Yeah, we kind of just need to, we did a bunch of remodeling and everything, and we have some slow months during the summer,
uh-huh.
So it's probably going to be used more for payroll.
Okay. It's like general operations, payroll, materials, things like that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You guys picking back up already fourth quarter, or is it still kind of slow from the off season?
Oh, yeah. No, we're picking back up. It's just
okay, awesome.
To kind of get us over the hump.
Yeah. Anytime there's a slow period, there's you got to fill in that funding gap somehow. Cool.
Okay. Let me look
on here. Does your bank account, do you guys have like more deposits in your bank account now that it's getting picked up again? Like you can, or is it still like pretty slow as far as like your bank account goes?
It picked up, and then we had a slow week, but that was because the fair was in town.
Gotcha.
But it is picking up, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Do you have a dollar amount that you're looking for?
It's Swift Financial.
Swift?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're very familiar with Swift. Okay, do you know what your current balance is?
I do not. I'd have to call them.
No problem. So did you have a current amount that you're kind of looking for or a dollar amount that you're shooting for? Or?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, we'd like to consolidate some things and put the money in the bank for payroll and kind of keep it in case we run into any other slow times. I was kind of looking more for like $25,000.
Okay. And is that 25 on top of paying off your 15K with Swift? Or are you including that?
No, I mean like 25 to 30 including it.
Okay, cool. So you would hope to net maybe like 15K, pay off your Swift loan, and then get an additional 15K somewhere on there?
Yeah.
Okay, more if possible, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. So you've been in business 8 years. What did you guys do in gross revenue last year?
I'm actually just doing my taxes right now. I have to.
Not a problem. I can leave my information
with you. Sorry, I called you. I didn't have any of the information you needed.
Oh, no worries at all. Not a problem.
I'm not really sure off the top of my head. I'd have to go on my thing and look at it.
No
but,
problem.
I mean, if I had to go off the top of my head, last year I'd probably say we did. You said net or gross?
Gross. Top line.
I'd probably say like $150,000.
150? Okay. And what are you guys tracking to do this year? Around the same or a little more?
We're trying to do more. We've hired more people, so.
Nice. So you guys are probably doing a little more expenses too, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Hey, you're growing, though. That's good.
That is good.
Did you start the company on your own, or did you buy the business, or how did it happen?
My husband and I.
Nice.
My husband is the one named after him.
Oh, cool. Gotcha. Do you guys both run it, or do you guys pretty much do everything, or...?
Yeah, he's a hairstylist, so he runs the salon part, and I do more of the management business part.
Oh, cool. Very cool. So you guys each have your own, like, strengths and weaknesses. Like, you're better at the business side, and he's better. Well, he does the salon work, yeah. Cool.
Very nice.
Yeah, my fiance and I want to start a business eventually one day. We're just kind of trying to figure out what we want to do exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, the adventure, right?
It is a big adventure, yeah.
People think they work less when they work for themselves, but it ends up being quite the opposite. Is that right or no?
Oh, yeah. No, you work way more.
And they think that you don't have a boss, but really, you gotta answer to everybody.
There's
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
Yep.
Does your husband have an ownership stake at all, or you mentioned that you're 100% owner?
Right. No, he does not.
Okay, cool. Do you know have an idea of what your credit score is? Is it good? Is it bad? Kind of in the middle?
I would say it's fair.
Okay. Like, any idea of the number, like 600, somewhere around there? Or?
Yeah, I would say around like 600, maybe a little over.
Okay. So you mentioned this, the renovation project. You said that's complete already, or is it still in the process?
Yes, we pretty much have that done.
Okay, cool. Have you noticed an increase in traffic since you guys have renovated? Like, are customers responding well to it? Like, they like it? Any feedback from them?
Yes.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had a lot of response to it. And, you know, we've been doing some more marketing, too, so that's really helped.
Nice. How do you guys market your business?
We do Yelp. We have a website. We have Facebook, Instagram, word of mouth, all kinds of stuff.
Nice. All the social media stuff?
Yeah.
That stuff is so valuable, social media advertising. And it's
really
inexpensive, too. You don't have to, you just kind of have to keep up with it, and that's pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah, the most expensive thing probably is Yelp, but that's good because the most expensive it is, it means the more hits we're getting on the site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of people use Yelp, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
When did you figure out that you needed financing to get you through the slow period? Did it just come up today? You looked at your account, you're like, oh, snap, I need some help.
Within the last week.
Okay. Have you gone to your... What, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, nothing. My husband and I was just saying last week we just sat down and talked about some things, and we wanted
gotcha.
To just make sure we were prepared for the holidays and after the holidays and all that.
Perfect. Well, it's good that you're planning ahead rather than the opposite of, like, when your bank account's negative and then you're like, oh, wow, now I really need some help. So.
Right.
Have you gone to your bank already? Do you ever go for them to, excuse me, do you ever go to them for financing? Do you ever get any feedback from them? Or?
I usually don't. I've had better luck with going to outside sources.
Yeah. Who do you bank with?
Arvest.
Okay. Do you guys have a line of credit with them that you use for the business, or?
No.
Okay. Do you guys have, like, a plan B, you know, say worst case scenario, say, you know, if we're not able to do anything for you, do you have any other options? Do you have other lenders that you work with?
Swift is the only one that we've really worked with. If we had to, you know, we had a loan with them before, and then after 6 months, you get an opportunity to get a little bit more. And so after, you know, a certain amount of time, I can always check back in with them.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Have they offered you, like, a renewal for the current loan you have with them, or have you gone to them at all letting them know that you need more, or no?
No.
Okay. Now, another question, do you guys ever look at bringing on new equipment as well? I know, like, some of the salon stuff can get kind of expensive, like the chairs and things like that. Do you ever look at bringing on new equipment as well for the business?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always, you know, needing to update things. We're constantly using, you know, shears are not cheap. And so when you're using your tools,
cool.
They do, then you definitely have to get new equipment and new tools.
Yeah. Cool, yeah, I just want to throw that out there that we also do equipment financing, so if something comes, you know, if you're looking at replacing the chairs or any other sort of equipment in the future, once you have a relationship going with us, it makes it very easy to help you with the equipment as well, so.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a timeline? Like, are you looking to get these funds in place as soon as possible, or do you have, like, a deadline, or, like, are you behind already in payroll, or what's the situation like?
I would say as soon as possible.
Okay. Do you have anything in your credit, like bankruptcies or anything like that?
I do not have bankruptcy.
Okay.
I just have high amounts on my credit cards at the moment.
That's okay. It's very normal when you're running a business.
Yeah.
What about your business checking account? Have you had any, like, negative days, or does it ever dip below zero into, like, the negative territory, or?
Yes.
Is it, like, pretty frequent, or does it happen, like, you know, pretty often? Or
It doesn't happen very often, but lately it seems to be happening more and more.
Okay, gotcha. So just to tell you a little bit about the process, we can typically get you an answer within 24 hours of receiving the appropriate paperwork. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and then we look at your 2015 tax return. Did you already file your 2015 tax return for the business?
I have not. We had an extension on those. I actually just did them today. So so I have to get them in this week.
Perfect. That's not a problem, actually. As long as you said you have your extension?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we could work off your 2014 tax return then, as long as you have your... Excuse me, get the hiccups in the afternoon. As long as you have your extension and your 2014 return.
Yeah, I have a form that says that we did an extension, and then I have our 2014 tax return.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you the application info to that email right now, just to make sure I have it correct.
Okay.
It's Season Monroe, SEASONMONROE, @gmail.com. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Correct.
So yeah, like I said, it's a one-page application, 6 months bank statements, and and then the tax return along with the extension. Do you have that stuff kind of like readily available? Are you able to get that to me today, or what do you think?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'd like to get this. Cool. I'd be happy to get this processed for you today. That way we can get an answer for you tomorrow. But worst case scenario, I could submit it tomorrow, and we'll probably know by like Wednesday. So.
Okay. Forward it back to the email that you send me?
Yeah, exactly. And then feel free to give me a call, like if you have any questions about the application or anything. Do you want to jot down my phone number real quick?
Yeah.
It'll be my direct line, so you don't have to go through the phone tree.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, it's 858-779-0931. And my name's Julian. It's Julian.
Okay, perfect. Got it.
Cool. Okay, Season. Well, I think I covered everything. Do you have any other questions or anything before we get off the phone?
I think that's it.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm very much looking forward to helping you guys. Like I said, give me a call if you have any questions about the application process, and I'll look forward to receiving your email. You should be getting email from me in like 5 minutes or so.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. My pleasure, Season. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.